I think we can arrange our the first one is to be the 21st of
29th. I long not we got there.
But okay, now I think it was a great evening,
and they were.
Your mic is off.
I think it was a great evening, and I think I was impressed with the award that we're given to the scholar who she derives more from different languages. And that was quite impressive. And yes, I think both the Indonesian and the English spoke very well and put a lot of emphasis on multilingualism. I 100% agree with the minister. I think I'm very late, but it was a very good function, and it was all of the awful council.
We, to add on it, we had some entertainment with the Soweto Gospel Choir and Benjamin Dube. I enjoyed it.
I was very shy.
Even though it was taken lightly, but it was really serious. Otherwise, it would miss that our presence. Otherwise, somehow along the way, we would be charged for not attending. I mean, I'm just thinking aloud, because it was not just a gala. It was a celebration of Mother Tongue Day. That is one of our celebrations, really, I believe. So, I don't think it's necessary that I have to announce I've lost my brother-in-law, who will be buried this Saturday. He was the principal of a school. So, I'll be going home this weekend. Thank you. So I said that our agenda is not that long. It's just a consideration of this minutes, which are still a draft, and the adoption of a very few minutes. I said that we have to organize them. We start with the 29th of January, the 19th of February, the 12th of February, and the 5th of February. You are welcome, Comrade Ham. I believe we witnessed the briefing by the DG, which I think we'll do it, I don't know, whether page by page, which way do you prefer? Is everybody covered in page one that you were present on that day? That is the 29th of February. January, sorry.
January.
Dorothy?
That's just one thing, but might have said that we think the Fujita Nation, I mean the title.
The what?
The title of your member.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, uh-huh. Are you okay? Page 2, which is a welcome, and let's start with page 1, the delegation from the department. Okay, ne? Mm. your access means that you are certified with the that is the DG Wakashe, Mr. Mtukisi Mandlo Matlaho. I think everybody has got those names. Page 2, the opening and the welcome by the chairperson, presentation by the DG. Any comments? Page 3, that is the continuation of the briefing by the DG and discussion. 3-1, members' concerns and comments. That is page 3. Honorable Bengu.
I'm just to educate me. What happens when the committee has sort of unanimously agreed on a particular point? Does the department change its call? I mean, for example, I just asking otherwise. I mean, there was a unanimous decision that cohesion doesn't go as far enough as was specified in the decision, but there was this that, instead, most of the old office would actually go, you know, far enough. But I just want to know whether do they change it or is it and continue what they have.
I'm just thinking aloud that if, let's say, members feel that they're not satisfied with whatever the outcome or the presentation, I think we have that latitude or the right to can call them back to come and clarify whatever we didn't agree. That's my understanding. Unless if honorable members have a different idea. How different view. Do you have any comments? Your mic.
So, I think I can't remember exactly how Mr. Bengu raised that matter, but I think even the DG agrees with you.
Are you okay, Honorable Bengu?
No.
Thank you. Any comments as far as our comments and concerns were raised? Honorable Ken?
Sometimes
the answer cuts across, but we need to focus on our issues when we put them right. Thank you.
I think we are agreeing on it, ne?
Yeah. Honorable
Dorothy. Mr. Sunny, I didn't listen to the members. Concern that was raised and maybe the understanding of the commission. When we take minutes, I'm not supposed to even highlight those because, I mean, after when you get a presentation, you comment. And I think our comments last week to show that we raised, you know, or something with that in regards to that particular thing. Now, it is not, I mean, like Member Jim was raising this issue, that is not appearing anywhere. Unless maybe we have, I don't know whether we have a reporter who is able to pick up the issue that members raised, so that they don't get blocked.
You have raised a really crucial point of the researcher. Since I arrived in this committee, I haven't heard his voice or to see him facially. I'm worried. I think I even requested him. I haven't heard him. I haven't seen him really. That's what was my worry, that how can't he really attend this study group? Who is really caring whatever, and he go for research for whatever issues we have raised here, and come back to the committee. So that's my worry. So I believe the secretary is picking up whatever we're saying, and then she must be able to capture those things and then reflect them on the, like I said, it's still a draft. And then one would like again to stress the point that, like Honorable Maluke has indicated, that such things be written maybe somehow, so that she must capture them, and then we do some follow-ups if those things are not captured. I think, Honorable, then we followed by...
Do we as a committee have a session?
We have one, but...
Then that's unfortunate, because he or she should actually be with us in
all the meetings.
And, you know, capture the thinking of the committee. And, I mean, the secretary is not there to do that. The researcher will support you.
That's what I'm saying, really. Honorable Ken.
I want to raise a concern. I want to raise a concern on the last bullet here. That is why I was saying maybe we need to focus on issues of African countries that were unanimously agreed upon. Like the last election, the issue which was, you know, raised, and then most of people here, you know, opposed, and under discussion. It cannot be, you know, written black and white, and this is coming from unanimously coming from the committee. So those are the things that I say maybe we need to check what are the issues that we are concerned about as a committee. Thank you.
Honorable Maluleke.
On the same point, I agree with what Member Shaka said. I think maybe what we need to do, because in most instances, like what Dr. Bengo said, you would recall, and I think on a number of the issues that are pointed out here, that there were some general agreement on those points that we raised. But on this one, clearly there was a sheer rejection of this comment. And it also, in such a way that I think for this committee, it's just a city that we only come to it now. Because it actually puts the committee on some spotlight that was not right for the committee, because every person who would raise it with one would say, hey, but why do you as a committee want that? Why does the African culture want to, you know, use prostitution to handshake poverty? So it has such a negative impact on the committee itself. So I think maybe we must delete this from our minutes.
I support you 100%.
Can you show by way of hands that you are deleting it?
Yeah.
Can
I just ask something before you do? Yeah. Okay. I was not present here, obviously, but
all these bulletins, I really agree with Honorable Betty. We have to really apply our minds when we listen. All this stuff here, almost all these bulletins are not relevant to art and culture. Almost all of them is not relevant to us. That's not our scope of business. And as soon as we're going to start, you know, doing this, we actually, art and culture at 26 is the performance of the arts and exhibitions and culture stuff. That's our business. And when I read this early this morning, I was actually glad that I wasn't there, because most probably I would have been, you know, a dwarf.
And what
did you do? And I would have really objected when the first speaker spoke on issues beyond the scope of this committee. We really apply our minds. So, in fact, that last bulletin went so far as even Doctors for Life commented on this. And we've seen it the laughing stock of the Parliament at the moment in this committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we go further, I think Honorable,
thank you, Chair. In fact, I was not present on that meeting, but it is put clear that one member commented. Now, I don't think it's wise, because it was over the news the whole week. I don't think it's wise now just to delete it. Maybe we should make an amendment that the whole committee opposition this thing. Because now it seems as if now if we delete it, it seems as if it was not discussed on this committee. I think maybe we should put it that way. Thank you.
Somebody to support that?
I agree with the because I think we need to have a full reflection of the topic that we need. Maybe instead of deleting this, we must do everything as to say after this comment was made, there was a reflection. You know, it can be formulated otherwise to say that the comment was made, however, this was the response from the committee. But maybe to give a full reflection of what transpired in the meeting, we can do.
Honorable Maluleke, are you still on your point?
No, I'm fine. I'm different, but
I think I also have a different view on.
Oh. What is your view, Honorable Maluleke?
A true reflection doesn't always necessarily mean in terms of the minutes. That everything that was discussed, I think it is more really around the resolution of the meeting.
I agree with the Honorable Maduleka on the issue of deleting the last bulletin. Unfortunately, I was not part of the meeting, I think. But in my own understanding, is that in that meeting, while we were discussing the issue, you haven't discussed the issue, it was just from that ordinary member, our member, Honorable Nekhati. So the issue was missed by the entire meeting. So I don't see any need for us to put it here. That it is a true reflection of what the committee was discussing. The committee never discussed this issue. It was a comment by that honorable member.
Okay, can I make it very easy for you? Before you come, Chete, send us up. What is the comment? Let me give the first chance a bite for Hololo. I'll come back to you.
Thank you very much, President. On this last bullet, I think I will agree also with the Honorable Rasmussen. In that, you see, this thing came up in the meeting. And this is something that we really discussed in committee.
No.
We did not discuss it, but we rejected it. And I don't see any problem for us to put it on our minutes because it came up in that meeting. So that I think we need to put it, but maybe rephrase that bullet thing to say that the committee rejected that, what you call it.
Point of order, sorry, point of order.
The issue was not even on the agenda of the committee. So therefore it means the committee never discussed this thing. It was not in the minds of the committee. This thing was a comment from one honorable member. So it was never discussed by the committee. And the other thing is that because it was never on the agenda of the committee, so even if it was on the media, the committee never responded on issues raised by the media because it was never an item on the agenda of the committee. Therefore, I strongly feel that the issue, the last bulletin, it must be totally scrapped, removed from the menu.
Okay, I'm trying to give you a bit of a legal input.
Unless if you're a legal person.
Actually, if you read the topic, 3.1, it says members, concerns, and comments. Number one. So, any comment, if you take up one, if I don't like the fourth bulletin, then I'm going to request you take it out. I mean, it's incorrect. It says it's concerns and comments. The last bullet point states one member. It doesn't say the committee, it says one member. So, you would comment it like that. There's nothing wrong with that. If you look at the verbatim of the discussion, you will find it there. So it's perfectly in order to put it in the minutes. If a committee felt that they objected to it, then a sentence should be added at the last bulletin, which says the committee rejected this comment. That's all, then you stop. But it was here, it was said, there should be a verbatim of it. It's only committing concerns raised by members, and that's it. So just adding that the committee, rejected this comment. And then you saw it.
There was a point of order,
right? Do you need to raise a point of order?
Yeah, but I just want to finish what I want to say. Even that's the very same thing, because that's a comment. But under the resolution, we cannot push that thing, because there was no resolution from the committee that this thing had to be discussed. But as a comment and as a content of that particular matter, I think we can just leave it there. Thank you very much. But not as a resolution.
Comrade Bengo?
Thank you.
I think it is the last comment.
Yeah. No, thank you, Chairman. I do understand my neighbor's concern here that legally perhaps what she says is very. But I was of the opinion that we are, you know, working as a family, and we are saying this thing had an effect of stigma on the committee. And if we don't want that stigma, well, then why should we agree that we remove it? Because the fact of the matter is, indeed, that matter was not set for discussion. Well, number two, unfortunately from a member, it came up right from the heap. And in the presence of Kenneth. And it was totally rejected right from the beginning. And it was never discussed. Indeed, it was never discussed. And because journalists like sensational stuff, they put this thing up. But really, when, I don't know, we may put it that it was a member's concern. It was never even member's concern or comment. It came from one individual. Quite unfortunate. And it's reflected, and the papers, of course, have been ordered. But I don't know, Chef, but I think, you know, ask you, Chef, it's my little policy, quite correct, that we remove it. I don't know.
I think from the beginning I said this is a draft.
It's a draft.
It's a draft. It is even written as that. It's a draft. So we are raising some issues and things which are not, we are not satisfied with. And like it is indicated that one member, it was even out in the media that the members grown disagreement with this item which we are discussing on. So from my understanding is that you are all not interested in this this issue. The whole committee is not interested. You are against it. So I think it's just that the secretary have to capture whatever the members are saying, are agreeing upon, that members are not supporting this statement. They didn't even from the beginning really agree on it. It's because it was never discussed. That's how we, that's my feeling and my understanding. I think we're agreeing on that. Thank you.
Can I just have my objection noted against the withdrawal? Because we now I really, you know, every time this committee discusses minutes, we sit for hours on a set of minutes. If you read this clip, it's a member concerns and stuff. One member at the bottom. Then it went out into the press for 2 weeks. And it is far. Now we come and try to withdraw something that really did take place. Somebody did make that comment, and the committee rejected it. It's actually to save face. You should say that the committee rejected this comment. Then you are safe. Because that was a true reflection if the committee rejected that comment. That's the true reflection. You're going to withdraw things because a lot of times when we have presentations in this committee, we bring up stuff that is not discussed on the presentation. So then we have to be in every single presentation start doing that. There's no resolution to recommendations in the set of minutes, so I don't know why we actually are going into a long debate. This was a comment by a member, the committee rejected. The mistake on this minute then would be that it didn't state that the committee rejected that comment. That's the correct thing.
Your hand was up, Honorable Manola.
No, I think if it is just procedural, I would understand. Because remember, Father Mark talked about facts, and this was the fact that this and that. I mean, it was not in the meeting.
I think the more we discuss it, we're really inflaming it again. Can't we say? Can't we say that the very same comment by this member was rejected because it was never discussed? Finish in class. I don't know.
Can I just add to that one? Let's phrase it like this, the proposal, some of the correction.
Okay.
One member commented that sex workers should be legalized so as to eradicate poverty, create jobs, contribute to the integration of the country. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
However, the entire committee rejected this proposal since it was not in the agenda of the presentation.
And we can also add that even the member would have
I didn't want to add what Mr. Apololo was saying. My view was that we have to remove the issue. Because maybe when you put it like as it is now here, on the minutes, it doesn't reflect that the committee, of course, had discussed the issue. As long as
be protected from the church.
You are protected. 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 You are protected.
You come to this meeting.
Oh, no, no, no.
One member say I'm wasting his time.
No, 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 no. You ask for protection. I'm protecting you. Your comment, Honorable Matala?
No, no problem.
I don't think it's healthy for you to be angry. No, no, no. Right. I think the tendency. Before you continue.
Yeah.
I think the tendency of talking while other person is talking is uncalled for. Really, really honorable. Let's respect each other. Thank you. Accepted. Accepted. I believe that you agreed on the statement by Golot. Is there something to add on? Yes.
Since the letter was not on the agenda, I think we just stop it. However, the entire committee rejected the proposal.
Finish and plan. It's different from this one. Not on this, on the.
No, not on the the atonement is such a race, that's the concept of the office. Because of African culture, most of the issues that are not related, some of them, to African culture. I remember one honorable member here raised the question of how are people from the rural area going to benefit from such things, and there was discussion around that. Where did you explain how they are going to make sure that the people from the rural areas? I want to make a comment that let us, when we write in it, make sure that we speak on the issues that are related to us and culture. Because this is going to go on record. For us to sit here and discuss schools and hospitals, and you know, the hospital is a great industry. But the issue is an example of, I even said when I was discussing that issue. But I want to make an example of this industry, which whether they do get the same, it was not part of the concern of African culture. I want to make a proposal that we make sure that we speak on issues that are the concern of African culture. Because I know there are so many issues that are raised around African culture. The beneficiary of people from the rural areas, how are they going to benefit the 2010, all the other issues that are raised by all of the members. I love culture. So I would like to make a proposal that we speak on issues of culture. Because only one who is reading this, who is not part of African culture, will say, this member of the wasting time, discussing issues that are not related to African culture. There was just an example of some of this. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I believe that. Honorable Matala, you accepted the apology from Honorable Zambi.
No, it's okay.
Did you accept?
Yes.
Accepted, ne?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, is there something else?
Zambike, your apology was accepted. Thank you.
Sorry, I was doing an urgent FNA because I wasn't there, I wasn't concentrating. Just on the first page of all the minutes, the Democratic Party is not correct. We are the Democratic Alliance. The word party doesn't appear.
Which page?
Front page of all the minutes, the Democratic Alliance. Thank you.
Although they are just a party, no alliance is any party. This is our alliance party. I think we're done with page three. Maybe my comment somehow is that this report was supposed to be given to members in time. I don't know. For you to scrutinize them freely and then come up with whatever you have realized. Is that my observation?
Yes.
That they should have been sent in time for members to scrutinize them. Otherwise it would save our time. Right, page 4. The response. Honorable Chete.
I think the response is by the full reflection of what the speaker has. Although some of them, and I remember the language issue of the race, and which is not part of the concern and comment. Because, you know, when you look at the response, they should go along with what was raised by the members. And if you look at the language issue, it was raised, I think, by one of us, language issue was raised. But it's not, I don't see it as a concern, comment made that is, but as in hand. So, yeah. So, it is because Umulala cannot be running a show alone. There is such a thing, yes. But sometimes the speech is doing other things. We need to emphasize that the researcher must come. And the side of the African country, yes, because the youth is running so alone. So I think we'll make sure that this researcher is part of us going to be honest. Because it's part of the researcher also to make sure that what is raised here, they are follow up. If questions are not answered by the degree, you should raise it because that they ask questions that are not answered. Well, it is better to have half years to check what the African culture is saying towards the responses of the department. So it's very unfair for Mulela because this thing is going back to her. This is the work of the researcher. Thank you, sir.
I think that was my first comment, that we can't do without a researcher, because I was expecting a researcher to be here every day for a meeting. I commented about it from the beginning that I don't even know his voice. I know his name. I haven't seen him. Your mic off. Your mic off. I remarked that I haven't seen him. Even his voice I haven't heard him. That he must be here in all meetings for him to capture whatever and then go and respect whatever we are talking about. That's my comment time and again, that I'm worried about the researcher because he's not around with us, because he's there to help the committee. Okay. Honorable Kololo.
Thank you very much. I think I agree with both of you, because for instance there were so many concerns and comments from members. But on the response, I don't even see the very last bullet that we're talking about of the tax worker, whereby I know the response about this, what you call this tax worker fee. So it was supposed to reflect also on the responses that we made. So that what I'm saying is that I agree with you that it should be there. He should help Ulelwa, our secretary, to draft this, what we call this name. Thank you very much.
The GG would not respond to it because of the response of the members. Mm-hmm. That is, the members did that, so it didn't need a response.
No. Now, I was going to say, the last paragraph saying, on the question of area, no accident, which you are talking about, can we correct to change and say to come?
Which part is
the question? If you say before, it's the last paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's still on the same paragraph as the first example. On the second line there, come and brief the committee on work done, and also to leave another time and call them. And also mention that whatever.
What did you get another time?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you raise that so that the risk goes, it must be looked at the first thing. On page 5, are we on page 5 now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. On page 5, there on the fourth bullet, I remember I...
On top?
Yeah, on top. In fact, I know it was raised by me, that bullet, on African Museum. In fact, I think I was misquoted here, because I did not say why that African Museum should be built in Soweto. But what I was saying was that, you know, I really appreciate that such a museum should be built in the way to be very good, but now, you know, as a province, or the where it came from, Malang, there is not even a single African museum. So I was just proposing to the DG to say that they should also look into building one in the near future, African museum. I think that's what I was trying to say here. Not that I see no reason why it should be built. So it's just a point of correction.
No,
you shouldn't remove Mala.
So what was the correct fact that the African Museum has also been built in Soweto?
Yeah.
Whereas in future Mpumalanga must also be considered.
Yes, it's a problem.
Anything? On under responses, the first paragraph, there's the second one. The number six will not be opposed to. And then we could the northern camp, although is, will not be opposed to.
Which page?
Yeah.
Under which somebody?
Oh, under the front before page. It's just to delete all those. On the second paragraph. The rather shape will not be hosting any activities. I think anyone has that. Okay, it says it. The northern shape will not be hosting any activities. The department has recognized it in their 2010 program for its beautiful areas and to attract tourists. Then it's confusing. I think what you should do, it should still be wrong as it is put here. What you do is that you say the northern shape comma. The northern shape comma. So if you read it just like it is, then it's confusing. The northern shape, although will not be hosting, and then blah blah.
Ram, 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 Ram
I think we should refrain to the sentence because I agree with him that, you know, all those are changes. But if you read from the department, the government claims that the department has recognized it in their 2010 program for this digital area and to address the problem. It doesn't sound proper. I'm not agree with the conversation.
It sounds incomplete actually, because it doesn't say what the district is. It has identified it as for it to whatever attraction, but it doesn't say what the department says.
Can I read it again maybe? For her too.
The Northern State, although the Northern State, although will not be hosting, sorry, it is not, will not be hosting. The department has recognized it in their 2010 program for its beautiful areas and to attract tourists. Well, if I read it, it makes sense. Yeah, it has been identified as one of the areas where tourists will be. And taken through or whatever. I think it's fine.
Agreed,
sir?
Yeah. Thank you. Agreed. On your mic is on.
On the 1, 2, 3, the fourth one, I think that manpower, maybe you can just get a better word. A better phrase, not manpower. Because there will also be women, I think.
I think manpower means everybody. Like God said, He created men, meaning that He created people. He created man and a woman. Man means a human.
What he can say is that human resources will be strengthened.
Not manpower.
I think man means a human being. Yeah, the way I understand. It's a human being. Like I said, that God said, let's create men, but He created a woman and a man. What? Results, you are okay, ne? As amended. And then committee resolutions. The comments. Any comments? No.
Oh, in the last place, I think to redress the issue of cover and hiding, not to readdress the issue.
Ready?
The last place on committee resolution to redress the issue of over emphasizing youth.
Not readdress.
We are giving youth one. You cannot stand alone in that.
Your mic was off.
No, check. I was saying that the issue is given to what you have to qualify for something that's in there. But we're saying that the issue is broken for them. Because you cannot change it for the problem. Yeah.
You are proposing that it be used development.
Yes, development.
Any comment?
Yes, sir.
Honorable, your mic should be on.
Okay. Bullet number two from below. Civil structure should be revised because political parties were formulated through structure. I'm trying to get a sense. What are we exactly? I remember this point in the was very strong.
Yeah.
And he captured it quite so well, but I can't remember if that I can't remember.
Agreed?
But the way it is put it,
okay, maybe there was one from me,
yes.
On the very same last bit.
Honorable Bengo, your mic should be off.
Okay, go on. On the same last bullet there, to redress the issue of over and partizing, that spelling is wrong, empathy should be there. So on the other side, the other side.
Are you okay, Hololo?
I'm okay now.
That's Bantu education somehow, maybe.
Okay.
It is because of Bantu education.
Sorry, your mic
off.
The TV and the computer that makes people sell the
and the cell phone.
Your mic off. Hololo.
We are
American. Mm-hmm. And days. I know that it's I believe is that any, do you have any comments before we consider the report?
Yeah. It goes back to the fact that I think the agency needs I want to say, so because our history is that the way we draft the resolution, it should be redesigned, and so that we actually catch up with what we actually have resolved upon, and resolution, you know, if they can be developed in a proper manner, so that there is no doubt what we will resolve, because a resolution is something very serious. Yeah.
Okay. I've already sent somebody to go and call it.
Okay.
To Azela. He must know his committee, which is accountable to. Any comments? No comments, ne? Believing that who is proposing for no way. Considering, you have to consider it first. Honorable Bololo proposed that the minutes have to be considered or adopted with some amendments.
Yes.
No. Any second. You haven't pressed your button.
Chair, I second the adoption.
Thank you, Honorable Bengo, seconded the adoption of the minutes with some amendments. The second minutes to be checked and maybe amended whenever is on the date which were compiled on the date of the 19th of February 2008. Page 1 regarding the attendance, if you can find that your name is not there, you can raise that you really extended your apology or apology was not really sort of like recognized. It appears as if you are not there. Page 1 is okay, ne? The delegation. Page 2. Presentation, the comments. Honorable Bengo.
Chair, I remember this quite vividly that it's good that now we were allowed in the committee and the leader, not here.
Maybe before you continue with your action. Menir Van Veel, I believe. That was my worry and the committee's worry that I even reported that I haven't seen you, I haven't had you, I thought we had your document. My worry was that you were supposed to be with us in each meeting. So I think if you can sort of like saying hi to the committee, they are happy. You could see their faces, they were really bright. You are welcomed by the committee, which we believe that you are of great importance to this committee to assist the secretary at the same time, maybe compiling the reports and go for a research, whatever we really come up with, because a lot of things need to be researched. Because you can't just be going on without a research, really. You are our guide, sort of like. You are our resource of information. So, can you say hi to your committee?
Thank you very much. I'm Nishi Van Zoe. I'm okay. Unfortunately, too early at the moment. So, I'm technology and arts and culture. And at present, the research unit is so close to the magnet that we are. During the state of the nation is great. Two of those items compare with the budget and then publishing of the annual report. I have spoken to my principal, Dr. Slidey, and I have tried to indicate to him on various occasions that I urgently need assistance. The person that was supposed to come for science and technology is only coming in April. So unfortunately, you have Dr. Bear with me, I check my apologies. Whenever I do receive word from the Levon requests and I do so as happy to see you. as I possibly can. But I'm cautious at this point. This is the very day that I can offer. You know, we are totally, totally swamped by problems. Now then, the other case that you had a person obviously has a food there, which you need to, because if you're self-headed chair and mended, you have a person, they have to, you know, I will immediately offer to respond by the way of what you like to have to provide.
I believe that before I have a comment on what you were saying, we would like to know their name so that whenever they say they want to talk to Otto, they phone Fanzail. Who are they?
My name is Lucas.
And then your contact number?
My landline contact number is 8.
Honorable members, can you tell him who you are so that he mustn't get surprised when you phone him? He said, I don't know you. Can you, I'm Chibase. Your chairperson. And then? He's a whip of the committee.
My name is Chris Kovola, a member of Matlana Bukode.
Okay.
The honor of working with Mr. Lukwa Dedrekan as well, and may I really say, I know two researchers in the House of Parliament, and he is the best and has always been extremely cheery on to every single research I have asked for. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
thank you.
Some members are not present today. Maybe they will join us at a later stage. My request for you is that you said that the other researcher might be coming in April. But I request, I think that the committee's feeling is that I'm just talking with Abhihar. That when that other one comes, your first preference should be us instead of me. Mom always carry out instructions. Your first preference will be us. I do. Is that not your feeling, Honorable Members? Honorable Gololo?
I don't know. I think I feel the same. That devote most of the time to this committee. I just want to get his cell phone number.
He was mad.
Oh,
we don't have
one.
He was mad. But it's good.
Sorry for that.
So I believe, like I said, that you are welcomed. Feeling, hoping that we work together as a team. When we wake you up midnight, we said that you want this. It will be other culture. We can phone you while we're far away overseas. It will be midnight in South Africa. But he will say no. I believe.
Yeah. very much like meditation. But I also say, I want to describe this that you said in your presentation, I would like to do my hand given me as a physical condition, communication, art, culture, and art, and publishing. I will discuss the matter with both Dr. Gabriel and Dr. Blunt. The combination of your wishes and our wishes and we without Dr. Osborne, the lady for science technology, I trust that initially there is a one-person rejected the position. This is a great time and it is exactly the second time around we have to deal with the human problem. But he should have been here in March. He can overcome the people. But I will discuss the matter and the letter will be.
Thank you very much. Can't we release him at least to go and finish his work, really?
Yeah.
This is the committee. We usually meet in room 2, 120. Our meetings are always held there.
120.
Yes. Honorable Maloka, your hand was up. The other thing I made in advance, immediately you get our budget. I think if you can sit down and then sort of like scrutinizing it, immediately you get it. Thank you. Thank you very much. So you are released now. Thank you very much. We were on page 2. Whose hand was up on which item? As far as presentation, 1. Honorable Bengu.
Thank you, Chair. I'm telling you because of the problem, but it's a problem that is not just discussed. You see, when this was presented, it became very clear that the presenter was not actually sure and was not completely au fait with the nitty-gritty of his presentation. And he kept on referring to Sarah. Sarah has got a horn. Sarah has got your opinion. Sarah can help you. Sarah can do this. So my worry is that since we took a resolution and it's reflected here, that if Sarah could come back to us and rebrief us, what are we going to do with our resolution? What if then Sarah comes up with something else which we would need to take a resolution, perhaps slightly different from this? I don't know, you see, because we have another thing, but same thing. And it could be that we will be influenced by that presentation which is still coming, and then we'll be forced to take other resolutions. Perhaps those resolutions could be contrary to these which are already
It's just something which is sort of above the administrative.
Thank you. What is your comment now? Your recommendation? What are you suggesting?
Yeah. That's why I said perhaps I was suggesting that perhaps if we could keep that in mind and see what should we do with this resolution. And what if Sarah comes back? Unless Sarah is not coming back, is not coming to read me for good. But if Sarah comes back, what should we do with this resolution? Because we'll be forced to take other resolutions, which could conflict with this.
Is it coming back again? Is Sarah coming to brief us again? That's what it is, right?
Yes, you're right that you Sarah should. Yes, I haven't any
problem. The second but last, he said the department.
Yes.
Concluded the consultation process with other stakeholders such as Sarah.
I haven't invited Sarah yet because we are looking for, according to our program now, it's time to look at the data. So for this time, I don't think that we will have the slot for
her. Yes, can I make a follow-up?
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And again, it is, there was a strong view from this committee, right? The because of the nature of the product they were presenting to us, I mean, to us, because only visitors, if you think of the underworld, you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't do an officer drone on it. And that was another problem which actually we cited. And perhaps Sarah, for example, if they come, they could solve the problem, which could necessitate us to take a kind of a different resolution.
Your comment?
I don't know if one of the things, it's like it's another, not on this one.
Is it the 19th of February?
We are the 5th, so we are supposed to
be. Well, on the 19th.
This is
not
We are on the 19th. I said organize them the way I told you. Yes.
19th or 5th?
No.
19th.
Oh, you are done with this. When did you?
19th February. This is 19th February.
I said.
No.
Sorry. Before you come in, Honorable Malole. I said we are starting with the 29th and then 100. Oh, I'm not. Yeah. When?
We're
when I'm gone. Oh, sorry. I'm not. When have you done with 19? Because the
no,
time
we are not done with the 19.
No, we're still on 19.
No, we are not on the 19. We are not on the
19. We have already adopted this with amendment. And then I said we're starting with the 19th of February.
Let's
Let's continue. On the 5th of February.
Yeah.
Let's continue. Okay. Is my apology accepted?
Accepted.
Thank you. Right, the attendant, are you okay with the attendant? With the fifth one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kolola?
Before even the attendant is the chairperson, I think we need to start the health care case. The first step one, which is the SWAT, the first one. So
we
can say February.
Oh, I see. Attendance is okay? Delegation from the department? That is the 5th of February, ne? Page 2? Honorable Mbombo, Sam, your mic is on. I'm Bob. No. No more shade. Page 2. Fenerbahce, you're not looking at your pages.
But this is always a fun and game moving to the minute.
I've already commented that the problem is that we get them today. Presentation or opening? No, presentation. Okay. Page 3. Discussion. It appears that the discussion was very short. Comments by members? That is 3-1. 3-2, response. Comments on this, on members?
The last part was this, yeah? Responding to the question on cultural diversity, members were reminded that diversity should be realized by all cultures. To affirm a multicultural society, comma, all applicants need to develop themselves, comma.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Bengo.
I was hoping that my love brother would be here now. He's not here, so I wanted to comment.
Page 3, your discussion, honorable members. Page 4. That is the second presentation. Honorable Maluleka followed by Honorable Dengu.
Other presentation is Majabu.
Can you spell it maybe? M. Honorable Dengu?
No. No, it's the same thing because also on paragraph 1, 2, 3 is much. It's the same thing, it's just A. A is just much.
You are just correcting the spelling and then your comments on whatever.
Okay.
Honorable.
On 4.1, the member's content and comments on page 4. I'm trying to think of this how many PHRA what are these PHRA? I think we need to, on the bottom of a page, maybe, could there any
notes?
Just note that, okay, PHRA.
So that is you, that's
the reader.
Mm. That's
what I
told
about. Can
she still again say it to us? Who that PHR? You can't remember.
No.
Provincial.
Okay.
Agreed to? Page 5. Response. First check. Comment on first check. Yes, Honorable Kololo.
Yeah, still on first step, Mr. Nadefane gave a brief of the view of first step and how first step with a T now.
And share the end. Next approach.
I think we should remove the
share T. The resolution. First, it doesn't have a T at the end. The resolution. 5. Okay. Any mover for the minute? Honorable Chete?
I just want to understand the sons and God. Are you talking about the God of this patient, this God, this chair?
From which page? From which page?
Page 5. Oh,
your response, honorable member. Which board were you referring to? Secretary, which board were they referring to? Honorable Bengo.
No, I can help you off the mic. Well, I think the although I think particularly mind myself, I think the board who are referring to the because this perspective it's an organization of various structures, eh? Yeah. So I mean the reference here was to the board of this structure because this is a sort of an umbrella international board which controls various Same line.
I think that's a certain many two exceptions.
Yeah.
To have the truth to join, to do the job.
Executive, I think it's appropriate word, ne? No? Your mic? Your mic off. Honorable man, let me let you. Your mic off. Chete.
Almost
I just wanted to fix the program. We said we will, there was some work that we were supposed to do on our side with regards, because when this gentleman presented to the intention, there was a lot of attack on the department, and we said we need to check with the department what is the problem, what we can, because what he wanted from us really was to assist that meeting with the department, and they listen to him, and maybe it is possible it will be up to the department to see whether or not they can help him. Because my concern is that it is not the first time that he came to the committee, and each time we ask him who is this company, who is the organization, and then he quickly check this thing up and run away.
Is this Nyatena?
No,
Madhavan.
No. Because there is no way that you will have respect, and the department doesn't know that what is involved in it whatsoever, and that the department doesn't want to get involved, because it's a very important festival that is organized by the festival. In fact, festival is a festival. So I think that gentleman, I know him as well, and I think we may have to just check. I can't remember what is it that we are going to want, but he said we need to talk to the department about to find out what do they say with regards to the allegations that he gave to us, and if there's a possibility for them to meet with him. I've listened to presentations by the gentleman before.
No, but I think that's important to you.
Help him.
If what Nicolou is saying is supported by my sister here, I think that you need to spend some more time and sort of attack, sort of disseminate them and see what it is that underneath. I'd rather, dismiss it like that, because one day it could come up again on our face.
Divan, come right. Can I please? Can I first? Sweater? Can I first?
Maybe just to say, how about connect up to the department? Can I say that about?
Is that the feeling of the member? Honorable? Good.
I know who my son is called. He was calling me all the time and complaining. And I think because we need to talk to him soon. And on the 10th and 4th, we're going to have a workshop. It's the workshop that we're on. That to bring all the teachers and then get it started with us on the day of the workshop, because we definitely get it in the briefing by the department. Then we flag it and then push it to us, so that we push it here, and then we get the briefing before we do our programming to even the person of Sarah, and said that I'm not there yet. I was sleeping alive when I was sleeping on the Facebook. And in fact, that could be also one of the issues that we planned and even keep them for our workshop.
Are we agreeing on the flagging?
Yes.
Honorable Bengo?
Yes. Chairperson, I personally agree on the flagging because perhaps in a workshop situation, we can be able to deal with those things quite thoroughly. If that is the agreement that we are going to have a workshop, I don't know when.
During
March.
Then, in a workshop situation, I'm because of the department who can deal with it, but that's all. Can you respond on the issue of workshop,
Honorable
Malaga? Huh? Can you respond on the issue of the workshop? I think. We hope that it will take place on the 7th of March, but there's some information that we're going to get from Mr. Boyd,
okay.
And then we can confirm that. I think that was a mistake because those inputs are not there. So we're not going to do that.
Okay.
Right. Any comments?
Yes, may I make a comment on the issue of agenda presentation? I thought there was nothing wrong for us to raise issues as a committee.
Oh, what do you want?
And then, so that when you go to George, follow the George, we have our own issues to say this is what we'd like to see with us in culture. So I thought if you are going to start there as art and culture and raise issues that you, when you go to the program, we give you money to say these are the issues. So it is not necessary for you to draft the issues alone. We have a mandate, all of us, to come up with issues and then give you when you go to the
program. Let me just explain something. It's not going to be a workshop like that one. Because if you recall, that workshop actually dealt with a 3-year strategic plan.
Yes.
So it's just for us to draw. In actual fact, maybe it is wrong to call it a strategic planning workshop. Because it's really to develop a program for this year.
Yeah.
And not, you know, things like entities maybe that we have to visit and our provincial.
That affects the points raised by of making some of these issues that we need to deal with. If it's going to keep in here half a day, we'll not be able to absorb.
Half a day is just I think that what you need to consider is what friends have said, but why don't we make input here? So I think when we might get to that point, and then members and the people think that they would like to be dealt with in that meeting.
Which are those things? Honorable member?
I think let's just go. Let's just
finish this one.
I would prefer that to actually move a bit faster, Jefferson, because we are moving to the slow one.
No, let's finish this one first. We're about let's finish this one and then I'll give you a break for 7 minutes to stretch your legs. How far have we gone? Yes, resolutions, yes. So do you have any comments on the resolutions? I think we're done with this one. Any proposal? Who is proposing for the adoption? With correction. Honorable Ramdiwe. Thank you very much. I'm giving you a break of 7 minutes to stretch your legs and have a cup of tea. And then, seconded by who? What are you seconding? Those who want to stretch their legs can stretch their legs. Meanwhile, we are continuing.
Yes. Yes.
Now let's go. Yeah. Right. We are now starting with the minutes for the 19th. Eh? The 19th, next. The trap. Now we are done with the 5th. Now we are the 12th of February 2008. The attendance. Right, the delegation. Honorable Benga, are you in on the date of the 12th of February
2008?
Page. This one is not numbered. Oh, we had the problem of numbering the pages there. That is page 2. Can you please number the pages? And I don't remember.
Yes.
We are in page 2 now. The presentation on cultural heritage. When I cover again. Only have 4 pages. Are you okay with the presentation?
Yes, sir.
The discussions.
Discussion chapters in bullet number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Bulletin number 2. That which is 3, page 2.
The last page.
Which last page? Page 4.
Yeah.
Why are you so fast? We haven't got to page 3. We haven't finished page 2. Page 3, response. Are you okay?
Yes.
Very fast. Why are you so rushing? I don't know. Okay, page 3, response. Presentation 2. Discussion, which is 4-1. Page 4, response.
Thanks to the charter member, Ben, who was talking about the African has been a member for 4 years.
Right. Hmm. No further comments?
Your mic.
Those countries who ordered their participants before mass immigration to get a seat, but not the seat of other citizens, but the in a country government or something. It's under 4.2, the responding paragraph 1. So.
Those countries? Can you read the sentence? So Michael? Read the sentence, Honorable Malaka.
The second paragraph says, those countries who forwarded their ratification before March, I think we must put a comma there, from send a term to get a seat.
Is that the correct spelling of seat?
No.
S-E-E-A. No other comments? Any move of Kololo?
I think. Under 4.2, the first one, the second sentence. Those who contribute more are the ones who determine. Let's delete.
Which?
Are the ones who determine who the funds are called.
Yeah. Page 4, that is page 4.
The more powerful the country could be, or what is it? Or the more you contribute, the more power you have over the distribution of funds.
Did you catch it? Honorable? The whole sentence, Thank you. Honorable Kololo?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to go back a bit on page 3 there. I think under response, on the last paragraph on the response, 3.1, that we suggested move the head there.
Where?
On the,
can I read the sentence?
In regard, with regard to identifying people that concern, people with government should come together and engage the community in order to change the people's mindset.
Which?
Number one, number two.
Which one are you changing, in or with that?
Mindset. To remove that there.
Are you saying in regard or with regard to?
With regard, yeah, it's the same with regard. We will remove that one before. And then under presentation on 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraph there, the Department of Agriculture, on the last sentence on that paragraph, will be made of representatives just at the head there.
Thank you. Any correction or amendments?
I want to move our question.
Right. Honorable Kololo move for adoption with amendments for the minute. Any second? Honorable, not recorded, Trete. Your mic on. Thank you. Now we are with the last minute, which was compiled on the 19th of February 2008. Are you satisfied with the attendance, or is your name deleted or forgotten? Thank you. I wanted to raise for an advice to honorable members. I was talking to the secretary here that let all apologies be in written form, because you don't know whether she just written that you are absent, and then knowing that you have already written that, at least be attached to the minute wherever she's taking them to, for her to be covered and the person to be covered also. So the attendance is said there. Your names are not appearing on the apology. No Matala, no Sir. The delegation, that is page 1. Page 2, presentation 1. By Makuwena, again. Presentation 1. Saminir Manulek Makubela. Then good star is captured in the last part. Good last paragraph. What a sausage. Page. That is page 3, still discussions by members.
Oh.
Honorable Kolola.
Okay, on page 2, the third paragraph there. Mr. Makubela further explained to members that the convention has norms and standards for the protection of underwater cultural heritage, municipal repair, with a view. On the second paragraph above the third one.
members have told that the UNESCO Convention on the Protection of Underworld Cultural Heritage was adopted on the 2nd November 2001 in Paris. I think it's the full stop there. And then they so far countries that ratified the convention.
You say underwater or underworld?
Yeah.
Protecting of underwater or underworld water?
Is it underworld water?
Underworld water.
Underworld water. Cultural.
Right. Another comment. Page. Are we done with page 2? Page 3. Members' concerns and comments.
Bullet 6 under point 3.1.
We start with why not?
Yeah, why not? No, yeah, why not? It should be actively
used.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Some of the staff member. If you know how to swim, you can you can become this. What are those boats? Why can't we put it in a simple language?
Miss Malumene knows them very well.
Honorable Golem?
Okay.
Page 4, page 3?
From page 3, 3.1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, coolest.
Another one. What is being done?
What is being done is facilitated and forced government. I don't know. You're correct. Enforced
government.
It's facilitated and enforced government.
What?
Something wrong with the market. I was not in kind of thing.
What were they suggesting?
I'm trying to tell the
if we can say what is being done to urge the government to come up with the legislation.
Yes.
To urge the government. Can you read it, Honorable Bengu? Those sentences?
What is being done?
Your mic is not on.
Oh, no,
it's okay, Honorable Members. For response?
Maybe the last bullet can shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
With regard to
not in regard.
Not in regard.
The last bullet on this, on 3.1. To age. And response?
Yeah, but you need to differentiate between with and or in the government. Yeah, yes, because sometimes we use those two interchanges.
Yeah.
So is it correct to say
it's in the grass?
Yeah.
So taking that witness? Right.
Okay.
Taking it back.
What's it called? An omission of a calculation. What incentive?
Yes.
We're giving. That is improved.
Yeah, but if it's wrong, it's in a singular form, like that.
To the family. We got incentive, not an incentive.
Or to the family.
That's why I was saying wisdom has been the best name. You know, that secret.
What incentive should we give it to the community? Okay.
For response?
Response is good for me.
Response is okay, ne? Five resolutions.
I don't know, what determines, how can you come up to a resolution? Aren't you confusing it?
Your mic. Just help me. No. I'm inviting you to go.
Okay. Aren't you confusing a resolution and a consent? Short comment. What informs us to come up with a resolution that now this is a resolution? Because there is a distinct difference between a resolution and a comment. For instance, when you say to increase concentration, amen. Then that's not a resolution. So, I mean, what informs us to say now this is a resolution? This is a comment, this is a consent, you know, that kind of stuff. Because I think we need to come clear on that one.
Your comments, Honorable Members, on that. Honorable Chete, followed by Honorable Gololo. Honorable Gololo, in addition to whatever.
In my own view, resolutions are those that you agree upon as a collective, as a committee, and then you say this is what you have to do as a committee. Those are resolutions. And then if it's, what you say, the comment and content, actually comment to me will mean something that you just comment on, don't subject to the correction, and then content, of course, something that you are concerned as an individual. You know, that is my
I do agree with you. Is that the feeling of this?
Yes, and then therefore it means that a resolution would have to be formulated in such a way that it is a resolution, as a collective that something that we would have collected that. And you know, it's perhaps the formulation, I mean, the thing that we don't have to say.
Finish your sentence?
Pledging.
Yes. Honorable?
I was just thinking aloud to say why the new country has read that to the place
for. Your comment? Honorable Member?
So normally you respond to each person in
English. Okay, your mic.
Honorable Mother Lady.
No, the two of them. One is enough.
And I like my voice. See, normally you would say you resolve to. And that's normally your recommendation. So a resolution is not really a nice word. Recommendations are mostly the better word. But I mean, it's just the same thing.
So it means that. So it means that. It means that what was really. Just your mic, my lady. Because all the minutes were sort of indicating that that is a resolution. So it means that even though it is recorded, but she will change it to a recommendation by the committee. Is that what we're agreeing upon? Thank you. No, no, not yet. No, we're done with page 4. We're done with page 4. Who is moving for adoption of the minutes with record, with some amendments? I'm still on the floor talking about the moving of the minutes.
Yeah.
We'll come with that one.
But is there a text in the minutes or the statement?
The what?
It
was never discussed. Any mover? Honorable, your mic should be on. Kosi, any seconder? Honorable, Kosi. Kosi Zulu. Prince Zulu. Move for adoption with amendments. Any second? Honorable Malega seconded. Move. Right. These are last minutes which the committee has approved. I can't say approved. You have recommended with some adoption, with some amendments, and then as a draft, we believe that we are going to do whatever we have agreed upon. So this brings to the end of our meeting for today. I think the secretary has some logistics.
Thank you, sir. Lunch will be served at Max Building, starting from 12:30. Thank you.
I think what we have agreed upon those are reasons.
Thank you.
No, I don't know.